Hi, I'm Sarah Antonato, and today on the blog, we are talking about trust. Trust, I think, is the most overlooked element in a yoga practice, and the idea of trusting your teacher is vital if you want to make progress on your path. And here's why. If you're practicing yoga properly, in the Yoga Sutras, specifically in the first book of Yoga Sutras, Patanjali says, you will encounter obstacles on your path. It's a given, it's not debatable, if you're practicing properly. If you're not practicing properly, you might just be practicing and having fun and enjoying it and no judgment. But if you're practicing properly and you are initiating change within yourself, you are going to hit an obstacle sooner rather than later. And when you hit that obstacle, you're going to show up with all of your old patterns there, ready to just rile you up and get you stuck. And because we cannot lead ourselves, it's like the blind leading the blind, we need a teacher who we trust, a teacher who we know has moved through these obstacles already and is prepared to help us get to the other side. This is the fastest way to make progress. It is a sure way to make progress on your path. But if you don't have a teacher, or more specifically, if you don't have a teacher who you trust, then it's going to take longer to face these obstacles, or you might end up hitting that wall and quitting, which happens a lot, because when someone doesn't know where to go next, they get stuck. Sometimes walking away is their pattern, or just an easier option than the idea of getting up every morning, facing their challenges, and not knowing what to do. The key thing here is that you cannot develop trust in a short period of time. So for you to have a teacher who you trust, it's gonna have to happen over a long period of time. This is important to note because you're not going to develop this trust with the teacher if you're hopping around from class to class or from one style of yoga to another every day. If you are with the same teacher for a period of time, if you're doing this work with their guidance, you're going to learn more about them. They're going to learn more about you, and you're going to trust that they're giving you instruction with your best interest in mind. And best interest in mind is a lot to me what being a parent is about. You know, I'm not here to be my kid's best friend. I'm not here to give them candy for breakfast because it's what they want. I'm here to do what's in their best interest. Sometimes that means I don't win a popularity contest. The same is true in the yoga room. Sometimes with my students, I have to decipher between what is in their best interest versus what they want. And they are not always the same thing. Often they're different. But if they trust me, they trust that I will lead them to the other side of this challenge with love, with faith, with devotion. And so this trust, this cultivating of trust within your teacher, but also within yourself, is a vital part of practicing yoga and moving through obstacles on your path. And Shraddha is the Sanskrit word for faith, trust. And as you practice yoga for a long period of time, you're going to notice that you have more faith in yourself. You are more connected to the choices you're making. You are more focused in your own life. You're not constantly seeking answers outside of you. And this happens just by doing your practice day after day, doing your practice in a correct way, Patanjali says. So not in a way that's necessarily the most fun, not in a way that's cool or a fad, but in a way that is effective. And you will get an effective practice for you if you work with a teacher you trust. So stay on your path and let your faith within yourself grow, because as that happens, you're going to have more faith in your path and in your teacher. And so when challenges do come up, it will be a little easier to get to the other side of them. So stay focused. You know you can always reach me with your questions, comments. I would love to hear how this is showing up in your life today. So please don't be shy. I'm here to help. Namaste.